one.
Hi, and welcome to a currently unnamed film podcast. I'm Jessica.
I'm Hanma.
I'm Space.
Well, that was a good introduction. Sorry for the hiatus. We accidentally corrupted the audio.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like a proper creator now.
Yeah, no, it's such a problem. Sometimes on podcasts, they re-record the whole episode, and then it just makes you wonder, what was the content in the original episode, you know? Because like, I'm not going to talk about the same thing twice.
Yeah, well, now you'll never know, because you're not re-recording it. Yeah.
Everyone knows, the last episode could have just been the perfect podcast of all time.
I don't think we even said what we discussed last episode. We discussed M, which was a 1940s film about the letter M. And it was great. No, it wasn't. It was about murders, but it was great.
It was about spaghetti soup. Anyway, today we watched Black Mirror episode Rachel, Jack and Ashley 2.
Oh, is it Jack? Oh my God, I wrote J all over my notes. I called this audio file J. Jesus Christ.
Oh my it's where a celebrity, Ashley O, played by Miley Cyrus, gets her brain implanted into little toy robots that are scattered around, and then her aunt drugs her and there's like a big chase scene.
Yeah.
That's the summary. There you go.
That's pretty much what happened.
Yeah. Wait, Hammer, do you want to give a summary?
Well, there's that. There's also some little girl who's like a massive fan of Ashley and has the robot with her brain in it, and they try and rescue her at the end of the film.
TV show.
I feel like I tentatively worry that we still haven't made it quite clear like what goes on in the
Go
thing.
Watch the episode.
No. So the Miley Cyrus character has an aunt who's really controlling, and she wants to make dolls of the Miley Cyrus person, and the dolls have the Miley Cyrus brain inside. And this small girl called Rachel gets onto the dolls, and then Miley Cyrus doesn't want to do the concert anymore. So then the aunt drugs her and she's in a coma, and then the doll wakes up and says, "Let's go save my real self." And so they save the real self.
That's somehow more confusing. Also, I love how it's Miley Cyrus. It's not Ashley O. It is Miley Cyrus.
Wait, it's such a... Actually, wait. I'm only realizing now how good of a like plot it was, because it's like actually pretty hard to like summarize, but was really easy to
watch. Does that make it a good plot?
No, but it was really easy to watch, I mean. Like, it was well delivered. Like, I wasn't confused. Were you confused while watching it at all?
I wasn't confused. I wouldn't necessarily call it like the best. It wasn't bad. It's just within a show like Black Mirror, this was a noticeably like... decline in quality.
Oh, I definitely did not choose the best episode, because I thought like...
Isn't that like White Christmas?
Yeah. I didn't want to choose ones that like I'd already heard like discussions about, or like that have already been discussed to death on the internet and
this
stuff.
This has been discussed to death on the internet.
Rachel J, really? I'm going to just call it.
Because it had Miley Cyrus and it was like a big thing. It was like bad.
I've never heard anyone talk about it before.
This is how I found the show. It's the first episode.
No way, really?
Yeah, and then I watched Archangel.
Oh, yeah.
And then some others, I don't remember.
Well, I've never heard any of it before, so...
Yeah.
This isn't a good introduction to the show.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it. I couldn't guess what was going to happen
really?
At all the whole episode.
Oh, awesome. That's so cool.
Yeah, especially with the dad.
Yeah.
And then... Because when the dad first came in, he had like his like tobacco-stained beard, and he was driving around in this greasy car, and he looked like he was going to be classic abusive dad character.
Yeah.
Space called him a racist.
Because he looked like he like, you know, liked the good old days and like wanted people to get off his property and like.
Yeah, it looks like, I'm about to make a reference. You won't get this. Maybe someone will. Karen Page's backstory in Daredevil really looks like that.
Yeah.
That's for you referencing Amphibia all the time.
Do I?
Yeah.
Yes.
To you.
No, I haven't watched it.
Oh, you mean in story?
Can we move on?
Okay. Yeah, but yeah, you couldn't guess what was going to happen.
No, kind of.
You're backtracking now.
Well, no. I couldn't. I had no idea how it was going to like go from at the beginning. Mm. I had no idea what sort of turn the story would take. You could tell that the aunt was going to be sketchy.
Mm.
And you could tell that the sisters were going to have to become friends over the dolls somehow. But as for the finer details, they're pretty good.
Yeah. Were you surprised by the act two, act three, Miley Cyrus was fully inside the doll the whole time thing?
I thought that was dumb.
Really? I actually really liked that. I'm joking. I thought it was okay.
I thought that the fact that like they'd introduced the technology within rat traps earlier was a bit of like a weird reveal, and also like it just descends into very classic like action movies.
Oh, what? Like after acting? Yeah, I also very much agreed. Yeah, like I was like the fact that the full Miley Cyrus brain was inside the doll was like practically the only thing I remembered from the thing, and so I was expecting that the whole time. But like all the other stuff about the girl being like kind of an introvert and like her doing the dance at the request of the doll and the older sister hiding the doll and all that stuff, I like forgot that completely, and it was so interesting. Like it was, I found it like surprisingly like novel, just like these kind of small social stakes with this like weird technology, and it was like really fun to watch.
That part of it is obviously like the message and the significant like body of the TV show episode.
Film.
It's not a film. But it gets completely overshadowed by that last act.
Yeah, it's just like it becomes like a lot more like, oh yeah, thriller, whatever. And it's like, yeah, I think the it kind of plays off. I don't love like the guard is like stupid.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, pretty generic, like, oh haha, we have to deliver a pizza. I'm a pizza delivery man. This is my sister over here who's definitely a pizza delivery man.
Yeah, there was like a reviewer who described it as like Alexa on wheels shenanigans.
I don't know that, but I'm assuming it gets like the equivalent of Tom and Jerry in action
movies.
No,
you're like an Alexa.
Oh.
Like, Alexa, play Despacito. I don't know. Isn't that a meme?
I do know that meme.
It was just like a little AI on wheels causing shenanigans. Like,
who?
It seems like the plot of a TV, like a kid's show.
Oh. I don't know. I don't know. I'm curious. I want to talk about like you guys' thoughts on all the characters, because there's only five characters and I think they were really interesting. But I think I liked the doll more before her limiter was turned off.
Yeah.
I hated her first line back. Like, get this plug out of my ass. It's just not the way to go with this.
That was okay, but I didn't like it when she was being the same character as the actual
Ashley.
Oh,
you thought she should be different?
No, it was just an she shouldn't have been different, because then it wouldn't have made sense. But it was like, annoying having them both in the same car. It's kind of cringe.
It does make you question something that they don't explore, which is like, if we turn off the Ashley dolls, are we killing millions of her? Are they like sentient beings?
Oh, yeah, it would be, right?
Yeah, so we can't turn them off. We just have to be completely infested by Ashley-os.
I just kept wondering, what the hell happened to those other dolls? Like, I know they recalled, I think they recalled a ton of them, like, because there was that shot of them being crushed, but, like, you can't recall all of them, so are there just a million, like, half-brained
like,
Ashleys?
Crushing them, when she came out of, like, the limiter, she was aware that she had a limiter on her.
Yeah.
Like, she talked about it. So they're all in pain and experiencing that, and we're killing them. Like, crushing them.
Yeah, but no, but those, that was just, like, random company people. That wasn't any of the good guys. But, yeah, like, yeah, they killed a ton of Ashleys. They, like, murdered a ton of Ashleys. But what about the ones who were stuck in basement somewhere? Like, I was kind of thinking, is the fact that the older sister put the doll in the basement, does that mean that was the only one that wasn't recalled? Did they actively recall the other Ashley dolls? So, like, they're all dead except that one and, like, a few secret others? Or, like, did they not recall them and they just broke the ones that were already being manufactured but not sold yet,
like,
in which case there are millions of Ashley dolls that are just out there.
To recall a product, the people have to like physically return it or get rid of it themselves. You can't take a product away from people. Because it's their property.
Okay.
So, yes, there are thousands of Ashleys, just and we shouldn't kill them because they are sentient beings, apparently.
Yeah.
Which is definitely a moral issue they never refer to. Do you think they would? But
I don't know. Maybe they'd be adding an extra moral, which isn't like a big part of the story.
Yeah, but normally, like, Black Mirror is so tight with their plots, and it's like, here's a really simple concept. We're going to explore absolutely every version of it, every possible outcome of the science fiction concept. But this episode was just like very messy with its execution.
Well, I mean, they have done the consciousness thing a lot. Like, practically every Black Mirror episode is like, what if you could put consciousness into something that isn't supposed to be conscious or
isn't
something?
Isn't there like one episode? Sorry, spoilers for the entire
Wait, careful,
Black
careful.
Mirror
don't
now.
Don't spoil any of the really cool ones.
Where there's like a guy, and you watch the entire episode watching him go insane. And then you realize that it was just like an experiment, all happened in less than a millisecond, like the entire episode.
I was so confused by that. I had to read so much external stuff.
It's not that confusing.
But yeah. What about it?
No, I'm just saying like they do that a lot, like with putting your consciousness inside different stuff.
Yeah.
I watched the ratings episode. That's what I watched.
I actually like really didn't like that one, but everybody loves it. Everybody talks about it all the time.
I found it really cringy. Not like cringy as in like it was bad, as in like I have so much social anxiety that watching this person like flop around on the stage is making me very nervous.
Oh, you mean, wait, you mean this episode?
Not this episode.
Oh, haven't you despised when Rachel messed up on the stage? You're like,
was I?
I feel so excluded. You guys watched this show together.
Should have joined the Murray.
I'm so sorry I'm not male.
Too bad. So sad.
It's just turned into gender politics.
But yeah, you were like,
wait, I can't remember how. What was the point of that scene again?
I know, that's what I kept wondering. I was like, why did that scene happen? But I think it was potentially to show that the Ashley dolls were a bad influence.
I don't. No, I think. Sorry, didn't mean to laugh at that. I think no. I don't think it's like they were evil. I think it was that you can't, like, it was the two mirroring sides of the story. So like she thought Ashley was perfect. Ashley isn't perfect, and trying to replicate something imperfect to make yourself perfect isn't going to work. And you like this like continuous chase of celebrities and trying to achieve something that's unattainable left her failing within the dance show, because she was trying to be someone else and that other person wasn't perfect and she didn't realize it.
What? But the doll was like basically perfect. It was like perfect pop star or whatever.
Yeah, but I think it was like the comparison between the two of them.
Who? So real, like, Ashley and real Rachel.
Yeah, because Rachel, their stories like had similar beats at times.
Mm.
If you could hear that, it was just me like hitting my hand.
Yeah, beats.
I forgot what I was going to say. That's not good for a podcast.
Hmm?
No.
your face at that.
Yeah, but.
But like, it's the comparison between the two and the fact that she was striving because she didn't like herself very much and she was unhappy. She was striving for this other person. And Ashley herself didn't like herself and wasn't very happy. But at least she wasn't chasing something else. She was aware of her own situation. Like, she was aware she was unhappy. Whereas Rachel wasn't aware that happiness within the state she was trying to achieve it was unattainable.
Oh, wait, what do you think Rachel should have done?
Like, not tried to copy a celebrity.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that
because she's a real person? That was like the point of it. It's like these figureheads, but they're real people.
Yeah, I guess. But then they immediately forgot about all that and went to rescue.
Yeah, I know. That's why the third act is like really weird.
Yeah.
Oh, do you think it's like bad story or like on purpose? Like,
no, I don't think it was on purpose. I think that they realized that they have Miley Cyrus and too big of a budget, and they were like, oh, new people, quick action sequence.
Oh, huh.
You know?
I don't know, because I like don't mind the idea of a story that's just like, it just like keeps like a small subtle like philosophical question of like mimicking people, blah blah blah, like influence, blah blah blah. Okay. Just like hides in the first act, and then the story like continues to do other stuff. I don't mind that idea. I don't think it's intrinsically broken.
I think that like it matters what you consider the main like message of it, because if that was just like what it was trying to do, that's fine. But you have to consider it within the context of the show Black Mirror, which is always trying to tell like an implicit message about technology or the modern world. And I think within that concept of this anthology series, it fails to do that.
Well, I mean, the first episode has nothing to do with technology. Oh, you didn't see it. It's the...
What is it?
It's the pig one. It's where...
Oh, yeah, but that's about modern politics. It's about the modern world.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think we have to look at it in the context.
But that was about technology, because it was like a commentary on like viewership.
Yeah, but like, you know, we have viewership. Wait, what?
Yeah, no, it's a commentary on us, space, the people.
I don't know. I don't think we have to look at it from the perspective of like what Black Mirror, the show, is trying to do. Because it's, I mean, like sure you can, but like it's an anthology and like everything is like supposed to stand on its own. And like,
yeah, but there's like always a concept to anthologies.
True.
It's like if I'm watching like a Mission Impossible movie and it's like a really good horror movie, I'm going to be a bit mad at it because it's not a Mission Impossible movie.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess, yeah, there's the question of like, how hard does it go on like its tech as a center of the story? And I guess, does...
It doesn't have to be tech. I think the first act and second act do like a solid job of like exploring the concept of like this duality between the Ashley, Miley Cyrus character, and Rachel. And then it just kind of forgets about it. And the fact that I hadn't watched this episode in years and all I could remember was the last act and all you could remember was that she was like in the dolls.
Mm.
Like shows that it didn't do a good job at delivering its message.
Maybe it did a good job at delivering its message, but it just did an amazing job at doing that random action sequence at the end.
Did you think that a random action sequence is just really strong?
It's just an amazing action sequence.
That's my Mission Impossible movie. It wasn't a Black Mirror episode. It was a really good Mission Impossible movie.
I love the twist of how the doll was actually just going to kill Miley Cyrus. That was awesome. That was great, wasn't it?
I thought that... Wasn't she purposely pulling the plug so that
Yeah.
Well, I was...
So that she would wake up? Or did she not know she would wake up?
No. She was trying to kill her, yeah.
Because when she was first wrapping herself in the thing, I just thought it was meant to be that the robot was like an idiot and was like getting tangled in the wires. And I was like, oh, wait, she's going to try and kill herself.
Yeah.
Then there's also the concept of if they were all Ashley, is there going to be like, you know that one Rick and Morty episode with all the clones?
Yeah, yeah.
Are they all just going to try and murder each other? Like, it just becomes Hunger Games with, like, mini Ashley?
No, Ashleys are way more chill than that. Like, the two Ashleys coexist fine in the ending scene, in the epilogue scene. Right?
Yeah, I guess.
I felt kind of bad for Robot Ashley. I don't know. She was just there, like, getting drunk or something. I don't know. And, like, the real Ashley singing. But I guess, you know, what's Robot Ashley going to do?
Oh, yeah. What did you think of in
it's
that...
It's a really messed up existence.
What did you think of the bit in that... I think it was the scene during the credits when they were like singing in that singing rock songs in the small bar and then like loads of people left going, oh, it's such a bad song.
Yeah, yeah. All the like 14-year-old girls or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved it. It was just showing like the aunt was like partially right. Like she'd lose a lot of her crowd. But the song really connected with everybody else in the bar. Yeah. So
the only problem I have with it is that like there's like a trend of making fun of teenage girl media, like within popular culture. So like you make fun of someone for liking One Direction or like, you know, all of those boy bands and stuff. Like it's a thing of mockery. You're not allowed to enjoy things that teenage girls do. And I think that although like that was showing the lack of audience, I think it was also like saying like, oh, well, they don't respect real music or real art. Like pop music is real. And people are allowed to enjoy it outside of, like, societal pressures.
What about Rachel? She's the protagonist.
Yeah. I was just more, like, focusing on that one scene you were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
With the people coming out. Mm. Like, I don't think overall, there was just a definite vibe of, like, I guess it's balancing the line because a lot of pop is fake. And you can see that with, like, this mirroring real stories. Like, the entirety of, like, the Free Britney movement.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what that is, Hannah?
That movement!
Oh my god. Okay. I'm going to quickly explain the Britney Spears situation. This is going to be really badly done because I'm not heavily researched on this.
No worries, can't verify you one way or the other.
No one's watching. basically, you all know who Britney Spears is, right? Sang Toxic. She was a big pop star and like, the 90s, 2000s.
Single Ladies.
No.
Got it.
Get out. Anyway, she had a bit of a mental breakdown because paparazzi were following her everywhere and she ended up like shaving her head and like leaving her kid in the car and stuff like that. And so what they did was, I don't know the exact legal term, but it basically puts her back under the custody of her uncle, I think.
Oh, no.
Basically, she has no monetary freedom, all of her actions have to be governed by this guy. Whoa. Like she can't do anything. And recently there was a Free Britney movement, which has been popping up every few years, where she says that like she's tried to get a lawyer multiple times, but she's not allowed to use a lawyer unless it's approved by him. So he's especially picking lawyers that are his lawyers. So she actually can't fight against the custody type thing. And she doesn't have any control of like all the money she makes, even though she's still going on global tours. And, like, why is she not considered mentally able. She's going on all of these like huge, massive tours across the country, but she didn't have control of her bank account.
Wait, was she? Is she under custody because she was considered mentally unable?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But there was never like, it was supposed to be like temporary. I don't think it's technically called custody, but it's like essentially what it is. Mm. But there's, within the law within the US, there's like barely any way to get out of it.
Mm.
So it kind of mirrors what's happening in this situation.
Yeah.
Of like the aunt being completely controlling of her, like making her take drugs and like who she is. Yeah. I think it was a situation where she left the house without his permission. She got put into a mental institution for like a few weeks.
Wow. Hmm. Well, yeah. Speaking about the aunt and her role in terms of like milking as many songs as she can get out of her unconscious niece during the thing, I was like curious what like you guys thought of that from a like philosophical blah, 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 whatever perspective as artists.
Isn't it the same thing with like XXXTentacion? How do you pronounce that? You know, the rapper that overdosed on a plane.
I know of him, yeah.
They continued releasing music after his death.
With AI or just like songs that were on his hard drive?
I thought it was AI, but it seems that it was freestyles that he had like recorded on his phone or like semi-recorded, according to my brother. And they like produced them and they used some AI to like create harmonies and things, but it was still like a musical production to its completion and like the album formatting and stuff, which is still a form of art.
Mm.
And then was released under his name.
Yeah. I mean, if I die, root through my files and
we'll publish the book without any of your permission.
Yeah, go ahead. There's, you know, can't get cancelled if you're dead.
I'll edit it for you. I'll rewrite it for you and I'll put your name at the bottom.
Okay. Yeah, you can add your name to the acknowledge. No, No, I was going to add you anyway, because of your useful notes. I'm being sincere. But
I hope you are. We sat down for like an entire hour. You had like four pages worth of handwritten notes.
No, Jess provided very useful notes for the thing I was writing.
He forgot to do any kind of political correctness.
Well, you know, some might say that. Some might also say some other things. But anyway.
Sexism?
What? Huh? What? No. No. Yeah, so what did you... Yeah, I'd be happy with people milking my brain.
It's weird. No, because you have no control over what these people are making. And so if they do something that you wouldn't like, and then they put it out with your name on it, then you have to live with everyone thinking that that's what you'd done.
Or you'd have to be dead with everybody thinking that's what you'd done.
That's true, yeah. When you can't stop them, and everyone's just like, that guy wrote a weird song.
Do you care about how you're perceived after you die?
I haven't really thought about how I'll be perceived after I die.
Mm. Let's not give Hanma an existential crisis.
Yeah,
No.
Keep spiraling.
Yeah, no, because after you're dead, you don't want to be thought of as like Adolf Hitler or someone, for example.
Yeah.
Well, although it's unlikely that you'll get that bad of a reputation from someone else messing up your songs.
What are you planning to do?
Yeah. You want to go down in history with a good reputation.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's about remembrance. If anything, it's about like pop stars honestly being considered the art themselves. So if you look at like Miley Cyrus, who I think was chosen very smartly for this, when she came out of Disney, because you're on the Disney Channel.
Yeah, Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana. That's my recommendation for this one. Go watch the Hannah Montana movie.
Really? Is it good? Is it a good film?
I haven't watched it.
Okay.
I was a Casey Undercover kind of girl.
Whoa. Okay.
Sorry. She did the Wrecking Ball video, which I'm sure you're all familiar with. Are you nodding because you know what I'm talking about, or because you want to seem like you know what I'm talking about?
No, because I saw the Horrible Histories parody of it.
Okay, she's swinging...
I've seen the Minecraft parody.
No, the the significant thing is that she's very, very naked on the Wrecking Ball.
I'm not sure you're allowed to say the word naked on the Dukebox Network.
It's not a swear word. What?
No, joke.
What? We all turn around to look at the teacher as if that's going to have any implications.
I think you mean the jukebox laws that are printed on the wall.
It's just lesson timing.
Okay, yeah.
And like how that changed her image. And also if you look at like pushed her more into like adult media. And if you look at like Lady Gaga, she is her art. Like she's described herself as a canvas before. And I think it's seen like a lot within like pop music of like artists themselves becoming images or icons, like the Ariana Grande ponytail and like Britney Spears like outfits and voice. Yeah, so I think there's like you are, if you are art, then someone doing art under your name is not just the art implicating you. It is the art becoming you, and therefore they've changed who you are as a person.
Yeah.
Like social consciousness.
Mm.
What if you're not art?
What if you are?
What? Okay, I want to. Can we do like character by character stuff? But first, I just want to wonder.
Sorry, I've just been like rambling.
No, I'm just wondering, what was wrong with Ashley Eternal? Was each of the Ashley Eternal. Because they were like, we have to stop my aunt before she does something terrible, and then we just see her like using a hologram or something. Were each of the holograms Ashley? Like, what was wrong with it?
It was she was trying to stop the ABBA concert.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Why is that so much higher than the rest of the sentence?
But yeah, like, what was wrong with the holograms? Did I miss something? Or
I think it was just like, don't let her do anything else. I don't think it was, they never described like specifically what was happening.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, Ashley Eternal sounds very menacing.
It sounds awesome. But
it was secretly, it's going to be, was it Skynet?
I don't know. I was curious about something else, which was, would you guys watch the thing if one of the plots was removed? So like, say it was just like a girl getting a doll that gives her sketch advice, and she has like chaotic, evilish, chaotic, goodish sister and like kind of absent father. Would you watch just a story about like a pop singer with a really controlling aunt, blah blah blah, and then she gets drugged or something? Like,
well, the story only works because both of them are in there, like they're paralleling each other.
Well, no, you could just easily remove all of them. Like,
yeah, but it like gets rid of the message, doesn't it?
Not really, because we remember how we were saying earlier that the first act philosophy, like advice, whatever stuff, like doesn't really relate to.
But like the first act also includes Ashley. It's not like she was removed from that situation.
No. I'm just saying, like, what if you just like did just a story that's just Rachel, and like, I don't know, like it ends like some other way involving the sister and stuff, but like it's like mostly about her social anxiety or her coming over it or blah blah blah, like just like a more down to earth like that story, and then like another one that's just like the aunt. And the,
I think you'd lose the idea that Ashley isn't an ideal, because if you don't show her, you don't show her us the real her, then you kind of lose the point of like not idealizing like famous people and celebrities, because she is literally an out, like off screen, like most godlike figure. If you don't show her as a human.
That's true. Would she, do you think she'd have to show up in person for that story to work?
Not necessarily.
How do you think it could work without it?
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like that you could easily get rid of the bit with Ashley and the bit with just Rachel on her own would make sense. It would have half as much depth to it, but I think it would still make sense without it.
Okay.
I wouldn't say like it would make sense. Like it absolutely would be a story. It would just be a very different one, and I think you'd lose the message of this version of it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But for the theoretical, which one would you watch? Like
the pop star of the. I'd watch Rachel, I forgot her name for a second.
Yeah.
I like the actress. She plays Betty Brant in the Spider-Man movies. A little fun trivia.
Who's Betty?
For
what?
You. Yeah, did you not realise?
The one in like Homecoming. The one who's like kind of weird.
She's in Homecoming and she's in Far From Home a lot. She dates Ned.
I like...
She's the news reporter.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird because in the comics, she dates Peter Parker. She's his first girlfriend.
Oh. Huh.
She does marry Ned, eventually.
Wow. But yeah, Hammer, which one would...
I'd watch Rachel as well.
Yeah.
What would you watch?
I definitely Rachel. I loved it. I thought their family dynamics were so interesting. Like, okay, I guess, yeah, segue into talking about the characters. I think the sister might be my favorite character, or like my most interesting character. Like, I think she was really subversive for a sister character, because she was both like salty and dark and stuff to begin with, but then she was like caring for Thingy, and like she went to the rehearsal, and like she technically watched the whole audition when the dad didn't, when he got distracted.
I think that entire family dynamic was a stereotype, including the sister.
Really?
I've seen it multiple times before. I feel like it's just because you watch children's TV shows.
Yeah.
Really?
It's that absolutely was like they were just stereotypes of a family, like the slightly absent dad because the mum had died and he was like emotionally like not through it, so he was focusing on his work. The sister, who she's tough on the outside and she likes rock music and wears like eyeliner, but really in the inside she cares and it really matters and she'll come to your audition. And then like the protagonist, who's like, I'm not like other girls, I'm shy and quirky and I hide in the shadows in the corners like a spider.
Yeah. I didn't think it was that. Well, I didn't find the sister so interesting.
Really?
But I really liked the dad for some reason.
Yeah. Was this rat stuff like important in some way that like...
It was just the brain stuff.
No, and she chucked the rat at the guy.
Yeah.
But and there was no excuse.
Okay, so sorry. Yeah, they used the rat as a projector.
You could have done that in any way. Yeah. Chekhov's rat.
Chekhov's rat. That's what he really wrote that
notes
rule
coming
for.
Down yeah. That's really interesting. Okay, I like really like the family. But yeah, what did you guys think of? Do you think the sister was jealous of the doll?
No,
I don't think she didn't seem to. Maybe no, yeah. Surely not. Surely
no,
not.
I think she was because
evidence.
Because Rachel would always like after they fell out after the sister. After Rachel got mad at the sister for hiding the doll, they like stopped talking. But Rachel didn't talk to the doll after they brought it back out, did she? Because Rachel was mad at her for making the audition go badly. But she was still jealous of the...
I think it was more like concern.
Yeah.
It was out of jealousy.
No.
If your sister was like making besties with like a little robot, I'd also be concerned.
Yeah, no, I think it was that. But like the sister was like kind of distant, but like she didn't mean to be, because remember when they were arguing and Rachel was like, you barely even talk to me, and then the sister was like, bullsh. The sister was like,
oh, and you tell me you're saying the word naked. Oh my god.
And then the sister was like, incorrect. So obviously she's that, like, surely strongly implies that like she's not trying to be distant on purpose, or like does value her relationship with her sister.
Yeah, I think her mum died and she's sad.
Yeah.
I think that was all it was.
Yeah, but probably, or maybe, I think she's like jealous that it's easier for the doll to connect with like the sister than it is for her to. Right? I don't know. I'm pretty sure there's some like subtext.
Okay, if there was jealousy, I think it was, I guess it could be in their relationship. I don't think it was like...
Do you mean jealousy because whatever she's called, Jack, wants a doll, or because the doll's taking away her sister?
I think he was implying the
second.
Yeah, sure. I can see that being a thing. I'm not sure it was like a significant plot point.
Yeah.
Do you have any other notes? You have a big sheet of notes.
Yeah, next time I'm going to make shorter notes so I can actually read them.
I mean, it's nearly comparing to my Eternal Sunshine ones.
Oh, it's the same book.
My favorite.
Why would I get a different book every single time I wrote?
My favorite bit in the whole thing was it was when after the doll pulled out the plug when they were in the place, and Ashley woke up and Rachel was like, "I'm a massive fan."
Yeah. That was so good. Do you remember that bit?
Yeah.
It was so funny. It was like, yeah, it was like one of the like few, like, this is definitely like a joke. And it was so funny. And like, I'm sure it was intentional because the cut was like instantaneous afterwards. Like, she barely finishes and then cut. And like, that's like a comedy cut, right? Like, just barely finish the joke and then quickly move on to something else before there's time to react. So it was so funny.
I like that type of humor, except when it's in like a Black Mirror episode. Like, I know I'm really like, you know, getting on the show. I've forgotten English. English is hard. But Like, that's very, like, MCU humor, or, like, mainstream humor. And as much as, like, Black Mirror can do that, I don't know. I prefer seeing, like, interesting, like, more dramatic storylines for them. Like, I think the ending of Arc, like, I don't like the ending of this one, because Archangel. Has anyone watched that
one? I don't remember what happened in Arc. Oh, wait. Oh, is that the one with the mum who has the machine that can spy in the girls?
Spoilers for Archangel. Spoilers for this entire thing, to be honest. I said this before.
Do not spoil the...
I won't spoil any of the big episodes. Archangel, cool. I do enjoy, though. You should go watch it, but I'm going to spoil the ending.
I did enjoy it. Yeah, I forgot I enjoyed it.
But it's so impactful because of the, like, the amount of violence in the ending.
Wait, rehash. Yeah.
She beats her mum to death. No, like, near death.
Yeah. The mum basically gets, like, screen time iOS controls on her daughter's braid. And then the daughter gets, like, so mad. And so she eventually... Oh, wait. And does the screen time thingy censor violence?
It censors violence.
Yeah, so she can't see blood or whatever.
She keeps on trying to, like, cut herself because she can't physically see what's happening. And, like, her as a kid, like, it's very weird. And so she turns it off because, obviously, like, her kid's self-harming. But she starts turning it on in the future when she starts, like, going out at night and stuff, like, being a teenager. And she's so mad about it. She starts hitting her mum, but she can't actually see what she's doing.
Oh.
Does she kill the mum?
No, she nearly kills her. Because there's that scene of her running after the car in the road. Like, that's the ending shot.
Oh, wow. I should rewatch that. But yeah. I like the bit when Juliet gets stabbed. Shakespeare love reference.
I hope that's in the movie, otherwise. It's like a very specific play reference.
I just remember it from yesterday.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. But yeah.
Any other conversation starters? Wait, what's...
Yeah.
Should we start rapping?
Should we just start rapping?
I'm also curious. Where does it feel like it's an episode of TV or a film? Like, can you tell the difference?
Yeah.
Like...
Sorry, that was such a fast response. Hannah, what do you think?
It reminded me of this TV show based on some Roald Dahl short stories called Tales of the Unexpected, which were similar sort of stories, but written in the, like, 1960s or 70s or something. Or at least that's when the TV show's from, I can't remember. Mm. And each episode is like a completely different story. None of them are linked, but it's the same kind of weird plot line.
Mm.
And so it felt like that, which made it feel like a TV show.
Yeah, but like...
Yeah.
And that's what I'd recommend based on this.
Oh, yeah. No, but I mean in the sense of like from like story or like how it's shot or like...
I think it's just they tend to have more meandering plot lines. Like there's very much less of a clear division between here's act one and now here's act two and now here's act three. You don't have to section them off as much. It can kind of go for a bit longer. Also, it's significantly shorter than the average movie.
Well, it was like an hour. It was like half an hour less. It's like an hour long.
Yeah, but like even movies nowadays are like, I guess, like mainstream movies, like almost 2 to 2.5 hours now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an hour. It's still shorter than like a normal hour and a half movie.
Mm.
You can tell within the running time. The scale scene is a lot smaller, but I think that's more budget.
Yeah, and besides that, the filming wasn't artistic in the sense that in the way that films normally are.
Mm.
Like, I think you're just watching artsy movies.
Well, maybe. Okay, fine. Ignoring these mainstream Marvel or whatever they're called films.
Are we allowed to say that on the Dukebox Network?
We should start doing it like, screw capitalism, down with
the system. Well, the Dukebox Network has no official views on capitalism. I'm legally allowed to speak for the Dukebox Network because I can enter the room.
So. Your thumbprint means that you're like a spokesperson.
Yeah. So can you tell? Like, is it just like shot like more normally or like how?
What's normal? Define normal.
Yeah,
normal is that one SpongeBob episode where he stops being annoying and then he turns like round and he loses his spores. Next question.
What?
Is that one episode of Phineas and Ferb where they're shot by the boring ray and then they like enjoy watching grass and like beige is their favorite color and stuff.
I feel that if you find joy in watching grass grow, like, that's a really good existence. Like,
no, it's not.
No, but imagine, like, finding joy in, like, watching grass. Like, you'd always be happy.
Yeah, wireheading. That's like saying putting thingy in your brain, feel infinite happiness. That's the same
as
getting...
saying, like, change your brain. I'm just saying, like, if you genuinely, as a person, like, find joy in, like, watching, like, grass grow because it's, like, nature and you can find beauty in that, that's, like, okay. That's pretty good. That's happy. Okay. I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to find joy in watching grass grow.
Do you also like the colour beige?
I'm reading a book about colours at the moment and I'm about to read the beige section. I'm still on.
Oh, yeah.
I just finished
Magenta.
Titanium White.
Oh, wow.
No, because it's in sections. It goes like white and then we get onto like yellows.
Is it in colour order? So is it like a rainbow?
Yeah, all of the pages are bound with like the colours. So it's like the edges of the book looks like a rainbow.
Oh, cool.
Secret Lives of Colours. It's a really good book.
What was I thinking about? Oh yeah, I guess on the technical front, what did you guys think about the acting and the quality of it and stuff?
I didn't really think about it when we were watching it, which I guess means it's good enough.
I think Miley Cyrus has been playing the same role for several years and this is just Hannah Montana 2.0.
Is it? I mean, like,
just in concept, a pop star who has like a secret identity that she like dawns by putting a wig on, like it's kind of similar in a way. Yeah. Like she's just been playing a pop star for several years.
Yeah. I thought the...
She was good.
I thought the Rachel character, her acting, wonderful.
I love her. She's also in that one movie by Sophia.
The First?
No. I've forgotten her name, but she did like Marie Antoinette with Kristen Dunst and it was like The Beguiled or something. I think it's called The Beguiled. Is with this... What's her name? And Angourie Rice. I pronounced that wrong.
Was that Rachel's actor?
Yes.
Yeah.
Betty Brant.
Yeah. Yeah. She was fantastic. But yeah. Other technical question. What do you think about like the doll? Because the doll was physical, right? Did they
semi-physical.
Was it CGI?
They had a doll on set that they were moving with like a remote control.
Yeah.
But it was CGI elements put on top of it in the same way that I think like BB-8 is like semi-practical.
Is that a Star Wars thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Even I got that.
Okay, yeah, because I was thinking, yeah, I just loved it. I loved the doll. I loved the way it moved. And it looked so realistic. It looked great. Yeah.
Capitalism.
I would... Oh, yeah.
Would you buy a doll?
100%.
Would you really? Is that because you have no friends or because you like the doll?
I mean...
Both.
Why would I buy the doll? No, it just seemed like really fun to talk to. Yeah, no, it just seemed really fun to talk to.
They're called friends. I mean,
you could actually make a doll like that pretty easily, like now. All you'd have to do is...
I'm expecting it for Christmas. You better get me one of those dolls.
I mean, I could probably mimic one by the end of the week, actually.
Oh my God. You better send it to me and it better not be a virus, my computer.
Well, no, it would take time. It would take a lot of time. And like probably somebody else will do it next week if I don't do it. But like there are realistic AI voice thingies. There are realistic AI chatbots.
Yeah, but like, no, like not in the same way. Like all those AIs are always like in the uncanny valley, like they're bordering on having human replies, but they're not quite there.
Yeah.
Whereas this one is literally like half of a human brain.
Yeah. No, but there are new ones that they released recently that are way closer to human thingy. So.
That's weird. Can we not kill them in the same way we can't kill the Ashley dolls because they're human?
Well, no. Must die.
We're gonna get murdered by the AIs. They're gonna come across this on the internet and just hear space go, no, they must die.
I also found it really funny how like to connect to the futuristic 2075 Ashley doll was just the USB stick. But yeah, that's my last thought. It was just the USB-C port. It was just like that you used to charge like a surface.
It was like a round plug. Was it a...
No, it was just like a
port. Yeah. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, I was kind of annoyed by how easy it was to disable the limiter. Yeah, okay. But like, wait, sorry, just like very last thing. But wasn't that so weird?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She just clicked on it and pressed delete.
Yeah.
Well, we have rat brain technology, so I think we can get rid of that pretty easily.
Do we? It looked like it was just some random, like...
Yeah, I know, but that's what they had in the TV show. It was, like, rat brain scanners. That's where the technology came from.
What? What?
Because he had it in the first bit where he was analysing the rats. It was the same image of a brain. That's where they said it was
That's why they have the computer.
Rat brain.
Rat brain.
Oh, so is that the reason why... like barely anybody else would unlock the Ashley thingy. I thought it was just like to
it
their
was
MacBook.
Special technology.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense. But okay, cool. Final thoughts.
I'd recommend other episodes of Black Mirror. It's not a bad episode per se, but there are certainly better ones within its own TV show. I think season 5. Yeah, season 5 was definitely like the black sheep of the anthology series. I'd suggest, White Christmas. I like that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I recommend. We need to recommend. We'll do that afterwards. Okay, I can't think of anything.
I don't think I'd recommend. I probably wouldn't recommend it. It probably wouldn't come up in conversation anyway. I would maybe recommend another episode of Black Mirror if I had seen any others. What do you think, Space?
If somebody had limited time, definitely watch another episode of Black Mirror over this one. USS Callister, Black Museum, White Christmas. I didn't want to do an episode that I was like too close to and that I'd already heard a ton of people talk about before. This one, I had plenty of distance hooks.
But. Does anyone have any media semi-connected to this they'd like to recommend? I want to recommend Terminator 2.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because killer robots. Okay, moving on. It's good.
Tales of the Unexpected, based on the Roald Dahl short stories. Not to do with the technology, but similar kind of weird anthology stories.
Actually, also American Horror Story. I think Miley Cyrus is in that as well. Go watch that. I don't know which season because I've never watched it and I'm scared of horror.
My mind is collapsing onto being John Malkovich. Maybe Love, Death and Robots is good. It's like a Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Netflix anthology series. Mm-hmm. It's animated, cool stuff. But yeah.
Okay. I'm going to tease the next episode because I think I'm picking.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do First Reform. It's dark. Trigger warning for everything.
Wow.
I'll give more specific ones next episode.
I'm excited. I'm hooked.
Okay. Thank you for watching a currently unnamed film podcast. I've been Jessica.
I've been Hanma.
I've been Space.
And now I'm not Jessica anymore. Bye.